Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Our thanks too to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Well, speaking of Piedmont Medical Center, lo and behold, a brand new face across the Straight Talk table here at Substation 2. Her name is Amy Munoz. She is the Market Director for Women's Services for Piedmont Medical Center, which I know nothing about, and we're all going to learn about it together. So let's start off first. I was reading her, whatever it was from Piedmont, and she comes to us from Arizona. Now, how hot, Amy, does it get in Arizona?
Just cooler than the sun. I think the hottest temperature I had when I was living there was 122.
122?
Yep, that I could remember anyways. Might have been hotter when I was a kid, but 122, I do remember that.
So you would tell all the Southerners here in South Carolina who think we get it really hot, it ain't nothing compared to Arizona.
Yeah, this isn't hot. I mean, it's uncomfortable, but it's not hot.
Good for you. So tell us about Amy Munoz, if you would.
Amy Munoz is a nurse, has been a nurse for about 26 years, always women's services. I've got two grown kids, a couple of grandkids, and needed to make the move from Phoenix to South Carolina. Women's services has always been my jam, and Piedmont had a market position open, and so it was a good opportunity for me to take the trip.
And then she remembered the slogan, nothing could be fonder than to be in Carolina. Is that right?
That's right.
And brought her right here.
I love it.
All right, so you need to tell me what women's service is all about. I mean, that's birthing babies, that's taking care of women who are there for surgical procedures, what?
It's all the things. So it really is. It really does everything from reproductive health and trying to get pregnant and conceive and prenatal care all the way through the birth experience, NICU included, so taking care of our littlest members of the community and our most fragile. Supporting our families, really keeping families together, making sure that they have the resources they need. It doesn't just stop with the medical care. It's about mental health. It's about community resources. It really is all of the things that keep our families together and keep our moms and babies whole.
So as the market director, you have roughly how many people at Piedmont who you've got to keep working together to accomplish what the goals are?
You know, I've got two campuses with fantastic teams in both locations. And I think in total right now, I've probably got softly 100 people underneath of me between those two campuses. And that's physicians, nurse practitioners, bedside staff, ancillary team members that work for women's services that all have to coordinate how they connect with each other in order to give our moms and babies what they need.
My gosh.
That's a lot of people.
Well, this has got to be an ever-changing world. I mean, I can't begin to think what the list is of things that you have to go through routinely to make sure that you're getting to where you want to get to.
For sure. I think, you know, it's like trying to eat enough an elephant, and you can't.
Right.
And so it's one piece at a time. And so really the things that we're focused on at Piedmont is around patient experience, safety, and quality care. And when we look at maternal health across the country, that's where we have the biggest challenges. I don't think it's any surprise. It's in the news quite a bit, the opportunities that we have around maternal care relative to what happens in the hospital and the mental health component of it outside of the hospital. And so when we look at the things that cause the most injury to our moms in that experience, those are the things we have the greatest focus on in the acute care setting.
So the object, obviously, is for everybody to have a great experience.
For sure.
Because when they walk out of there,
I want them coming back.
You want them coming back.
Big families.
And you want them to get on those little machines that everybody has in their pocket and say,
yep,
I had a wonderful experience, right?
Yeah. I do want to know about that. I think that's fantastic. And really, our moms are the decision makers for healthcare.
Boy, is that true.
Uh-huh.
If the hospitals in America had to depend on people like me, they wouldn't be here.
No, it's the mamas that make the decisions. And so it really does matter how we connect with the patients at that first point of contact. And oftentimes, that's a birth experience.
Which obviously is the happiest time in everybody's life.
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
Yes.
So when somebody doesn't have that smile, and I got to say this, I learned from, and you weren't here for this, but years and years ago we had the hospital wars, trying to figure out who was going to build the new hospital.
Oh, I heard. Right.
And I went to all these public hearings because I was interested, and we had three big hospital systems, and they all put up all their data on the screens. This is the data that you have to submit to the Uncle Sam for whatever. And what I saw on that, there was not hardly a scintilla of difference between the outcomes at any of these hospitals. So I learned back then that a hospital experience for anybody is either going to end up with a smile on your face or tears in your eyes. It's just the nature of what you have to do. I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
So when somebody has the tears in their eyes, things didn't quite work out the way they wanted to, you step in.
Yes. I mean, we want to recover those situations as quickly as possible. And the tears in the eyes are not always relative to a bad experience. Sometimes patients have expectations about their birth experience that we just couldn't deliver for whatever reason. They want a natural birth, or they don't want medication, they don't want a cesarean section, things like that. And babies often dictate which direction they're coming, and we have to listen to them. So when babies want to come a different way or they change the birth plan, sometimes those tears are relative to mom feeling like she didn't get what she wanted out of it, and so perhaps she failed in some way. And reminding our moms that you're doing something that most of the population can't, and that's never a failure. No matter how it turns out.
Yeah, I was going to say, what about the happy baby? The happy, healthy baby? Isn't
and that's
that the
our
end
goal,
result?
Yeah. Right? Our goal is a healthy baby, healthy mom. And so sometimes the ideas that we come to the table with, they have to adjust. And how do we help patients get through that and be okay with how it happened? Because the end result was ultimately the goal.
And I think, of course, I'm not a woman and I've never had to give birth, but I'm sitting here saying to myself, if you've got the doctor and the nurses there, who say, I'm sorry, we can't do X because we got this particular issue. We're going to have to do Y. I can't imagine them being upset about that because you want that healthy baby.
It's a hard nut to swallow for some people. Ooh. It really is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being in the hospital is not just the birthing experience. Being in the hospital is a huge loss of control for people. And that's scary. And so for a birth experience, an otherwise healthy pregnancy, and they come in and they've got a plan in place that they felt was reasonable, they've probably done a lot of research, a lot of reading, they're not asking for things that are out of line. And so when that changes unexpectedly, not everybody takes that real well. And it can be discouraging and disappointing. So I do meet with patients like that. I want to remind them of the end goal. And sometimes there's lots of different pathways to get there. And most of the time we can recover that, and they recognize that, it didn't go the way I wanted it, but we're in a good place.
Well, we birth a lot of babies at Piedmont.
Yes.
I don't know what it is, but it's thousands of babies. I mean, it's now got two hospitals, so that just adds to the fun.
I'm ready for more, though. Bring them.
Bring them all. All right, well, you were camped out in Arizona
for
all these years doing the same kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
And you come here to Piedmont, and you see what's going on here. How do the two to compare? I mean, are we doing things that the others not? Or are they doing things that we should be doing? I mean, what's it looking like?
Well, we've got some growth opportunities at Piedmont. I think Women's Services has growth opportunities regardless. And that's okay. The literature is always changing. It's always giving us a better example, a better direction, an opportunity to do something that's more safe for our moms and babies. As it relates to Piedmont comparatively to Arizona, I was with the same organization, which is a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
So my experience with Tenet, because that's the parent company for Piedmont, was the same in Arizona. So the expectations are the same. Whether or not we've implemented all of those things, I think, is where we have some opportunity. So we're making those changes to implement some standardized bundles in addition to the partnership with South Carolina. So maternity care has state bundles as well. well, whether you're in Arizona or you're in New York. The Department of Health is often engaged in maternal health outcomes. And so there are safety bundles and practices around certain conditions that we partner with for South Carolina as well. So Piedmont is focused on making sure we're implementing all of those safety bundles so that we are providing the best care that we can for the patients.
I tell you one thing I'm learning about hospitals is the amount of attention that's given to detail is incredible. Mm-hmm. Every facet of what a hospital's doing is quantified step by step by step by step. Every patient that comes in there, step by step by step, you know exactly what is going on.
We have to. There are so many opportunities from the time the patient walks in the door to the time that they're discharged that something could go wrong. And we have to be proactive about those, and we have to look for those potholes ahead of time and try to mitigate that risk early so that the patient doesn't have an event while they're in the hospital. The hospitals can be very scary. I mean, if we didn't do those safety checks when we flew an airplane, would anybody fly? Probably not, right? So we do the same kind of safety checks in the hospital to make sure that we're getting rid of as much risk as we can for that patient once they're inside our doors.
So we're talking a lot about moms and babies. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm so far removed from this. My children are grown and gone, right? I have no idea what the options are. But, I mean, I gather from what you're telling me that a mom who has selected Piedmont to have their baby can choose from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever, different ways of doing this. Is that right?
Well, so there's only two ways to birth a baby.
Oh, natural.
there's only two ways, either by cesarean or the old-fashioned way, and that's okay. But they have lots of options when they come to Piedmont. They can dictate, essentially, whether or not they want pain medication. They can dictate what position they want to birth in. They've got choices with their doctors at Piedmont, and the nursing team really wants to support that 100%. So they do have choices in how their birth experience goes. I think that's what's so cool, having two different facilities. Rock Hill functions a little more traditionally, and then our Fort Mill campus is a little more catered to the mom that wants that natural birth experience. It's just a totally different vibe over there, which is neat. It's very cool. The team is really engaged in this holistic approach in that location, and it's fantastic. Not that we can't do it at Rock Hill, but it's just different.
Well, they call it the Nest.
Yes,
we do.
Over
at Piedmont in Fort Mill.
Yep, and it's a beautiful day in the Nest every day.
So in today's world, when mom is giving birth, they do it in the room?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything happens. Hey, get this. We let dad
stay, not talking about the operating
too.
Room. We're talking about the room.
All of the things. So in the labor suite, mom stays. She never goes anywhere. In Fort Mill, you labor there, you deliver, you stay your postpartum stay, and you go home. In Rock Hill, we labor, we deliver all in one room, and then you go to a postpartum room, and then you go home. We really do want to keep our families together. And even if we have to deliver in the operating room, we want mom's partner to be there too. So we have a safe way to manage dad or her significant other to be at the bedside in the operating room so that they can be present for the delivery.
Believe it or not, all those years ago, I was there in the operating room in those little old scrubs watching this miracle of birth.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, if you've never seen it, it's something you have to experience.
It's pretty cool.
Oh, it is. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Absolutely unbelievable. Okay. So with all these options that are out there, are you insinuating that there are other options that might be coming online that are in vogue that moms are talking about?
There are always options. For instance, pain medication. Traditional pain medication is IV or epidurals. A lot of patients get epidurals. Probably greater than 90% want an epidural for pain management, and that's totally fine. But there is a growing request, desire, need for midwifery. There's a growing desire for nitrous, which is gas inhalant, like laughing gas when you go to the dentist. And so those are opportunities that we can bring to Piedmont.
Laugh your way all the way through the
midwifery. Absolutely. I've been in facilities where we used it, and it worked really well for some people. Just enough to take the edge off, but they didn't have the medication that they didn't want.
So. Can you imagine the stories when the child starts to grow up? You know, I laughed all the way through your birth.
Yes, it's a much easier delivery.
All right, so the birthing process is a big part of what you do.
Yes.
Now, are you involved with any other of the aspects? of the hospital goes on day in and day out. I mean, if somebody comes in for whatever, elective surgery, are you involved with that? A woman?
Only to the degree that our team is able to provide that post-surgical care. So we do take our GYN surgical patients, gynecology surgical patients, on the mom-baby unit. Our team is very familiar with all the girl things, and so we do take those patients on our unit as well and give them that specialized care for women's health.
Yeah, I know at Piedmont you have the women's tower that was built I don't know how many years ago. Now, is that strictly for women? Is that how you primarily use that?
Primarily, because that's where all of our maternal health, moms, babies, our NICU, everything is in that tower. And that's the primary patient population in that tower. We do have some other surgical patients that go to that tower, but primarily it's women's health.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. So I am told that this is, what do they call this now? Women's History Month. Are
yes.
you aware about that?
I am. I was made aware.
You and me both. But I think what I'm trying to get to is this. The role of women, period, I don't care what the profession is, has just escalated tremendously. I mean, and you are a living example of that. I mean, you are the market director for a large hospital system, not one hospital, but two hospitals that employ well over 1,000 people. And you are right there at the top. And by the way, the hospital system, the market director for the whole hospital system, Teresa Urquhart.
Female.
Another female. I mean, this is this something you have seen change a lot in your career?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think in women's health, there was always female leadership. But as far as the hospital organization, not just our hospital, but hospital organizations that I've seen over the course of my career, almost three decades, I've seen a shift. And there are women in very powerful positions in healthcare. And I think that's important. Well, like I said, they make decisions.
That's exactly right.
They make decisions about their family's care. Yeah. And they need to have a voice at the table. And so I think this shift in having women in executive positions, specifically as it relates to healthcare, is focused a little differently than it was in the history.
Well, I think most of us who have grown up, and I'm still working on growing up, realize that women approach problems a lot differently than men do. They listen better, right? They're more
sometimes.
They're more empathetic. And when you're in a hospital where, as you point out, women make the healthcare decisions in America, I mean, it just makes perfect sense to me that if you get a qualified female who can do the job versus, you know, a qualified male, you will probably going to gravitate to the woman.
Yeah, I think from a woman's leadership perspective, the emotional intelligence is different. Not that it's more so than a man. It's just different when you're a woman and you've mothered children or you've had to take care of your own parents or siblings or otherwise, it changes who you are. And it changes and edits how you make decisions, how you think about things. And the women that I have had as mentors were global thinkers. They really weren't focused on how they could succeed. They were focused on how the team around them could succeed. And I think that is very closely mirrored to how we raise our children and how we raise our families. We want our kids to have better than we had. And I think successful women in any kind of leadership role, they want their teams to do better than they did historically.
Boy, that's pretty good. And with that, we're going to take our mid-program break and remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax you with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Okay, we're going to see how smart these people are from Arizona. We do fresh subs and salads here at Substation 2, and we do it 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night, right? So how we do it is in the white letters, and that's what brings them in here day after day after day. And we're going to recite it. 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
What's hot at Substation 2? The new hot beef brisket sandwich. Brisket is smoked tender beef, sliced to order, served hot and delicious, and gardened your way. This is a limited time offer, so titillate your taste buds today with a hot beef brisket sandwich at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
If a big outdoor project is part of your future plans, before you start digging, call 811. Within 72 hours, your underground utilities will be located and marked, and you'll know exactly where it's safe to dig. A quick phone call is all it takes, and there's no charge to find out where potentially dangerous underground cables and lines are located. Before you grab a shovel or start digging in the yard, call 811 at least 3 business days before digging. Remember, if it requires a shovel, it requires a call to 811.
At Piedmont Medical Center, we have the expertise to treat the conditions that cause back pain, and we're focused on delivering compassionate care to help you live life pain-free. In fact, Piedmont Medical Center is designated a Blue Distinction Center for Spine Surgery by Blue Cross Blue Shield for our commitment to quality care and comprehensive spine surgery services. And by the way, Piedmont offers robotic spine surgery, an innovative surgical option that assists the spine surgeon and care team throughout the surgery. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Love our subs? Want to find the fastest way to get here? Just say, hey Siri, take me to Substation 2 in Rock Hill.
Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, and it gets 4 stars on Yelp.
Even faster, order online at mysubstationii.com. Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop. Amy Munoz is with us. She is the Market Director for Women's Services at Piedmont Medical Center. She's a nurse herself. She's been in management positions for quite some time, and she's relatively new to the community, been here since last fall. So here we are. And across the country, everybody's talking about what has happened to the medical profession, particularly the nursing profession, since COVID. We have a nationwide shortage of nurses. I don't care what hospital you go to, name it, they've got a shortage. So how are you dealing with that? Because you need a lot of nurses to make all these expectant moms comfortable.
For sure. I think the nursing shortage was challenged after COVID for a multitude of reasons. There were a lot of nurses in the industry that stepped away. They were close enough to retirement, or they were in a financially stable situation where they were able to take an office job or something different and get out of the acute care setting. COVID was really, really difficult to live through. Going forward, we also had a shift that challenged us relative to our younger population, that there was a push to go to trade school. And a lot of people went to trade school. Trade school's not a bad thing, but it took people out of the nursing schools and put them in a trade so they could get their trade education done and get to work. It was that instant gratification that the kids were looking for at that time, and trade school gives them that. And so we had a lot of people go into the trade professions. So nursing, we're partnering with the schools around here to bring our nurses to Piedmont. We have a very engaged extern program, nurse residency program, where we can actually get them into the building while they're still in nursing school. They're with us for almost a year prior to graduating, which is great. They get some really good hands-on clinical experience, eyes on the unit, and be able to determine what they really want to do when they finish. I love new grads because they are like little sponges and they want to learn everything, and it's fantastic. So we are using our new grad residency program to fill some of those gaps. We're also recruiting, lots of recruiting events, and we incentivize our own staff to bring their friends. We want them to work with people that they want to work with. So I have seen in my short time there, because I've only been there since the fall, we did have a relatively significant deficit in women's services that we're shoring up. We're almost completely sure in one campus. On the other campus, we are getting there as well. And so to that extent, that's a partnership with our providers as well, so that we make sure we have enough staff every single single shift every single day to accommodate patients that are either scheduled for procedures or walk in our doors, because we all know babies do not come scheduled all the time. And so we need to make sure that we're able to take care of that mom that comes in active labor. So we're in a good spot. We have a heavy graduating class coming out in May as well. There's lots of graduates that are going to be coming to Piedmont in June and July after they take their boards that have already been with us. They're not new, green, new grads that don't know anything. These are students that have been with us for a year learning the nursing craft and shoulder to shoulder with very experienced staff so they can be successful on day one.
And I tell you what's also happened. It's interesting how nurses can now pretty much define when they're going to work, hours, shifts. I mean, they've got all kinds of flexibility that they didn't have really prior to the shortage, correct?
Yeah, and I think that's what's really cool about Piedmont. We've actually been really creative with scheduling. I think there's a push now more than ever post-COVID for a work-life balance. And so this idea that people are going to work 60, 70 hours a week, that is gone. And so we've really had to be creative about how we schedule our staff, opportunities around swing shift situations to cover the bolus of patients that we would see come in through the ED. The entire team, not just women's services, the entire leadership team has been really creative to make sure that we have enough nurses to take care of the patients in the community.
So I guess the message for expectant mothers is don't let this be a concern.
No.
Because we got it covered.
Absolutely. Yeah. The door's open, and we want to take care of you. So if you need care, come. Because we have nurses in-house that will take care of you. You're not going to be without a nurse, myself included. So I take patients, too, when I need to. And I have, and I'm not that far from the bedside. So we do what needs to be done for what the patient needs.
So let me put it this way. If you are an expectant mom, you know, you got options, right?
Sure, of course.
You can go here, you can go here, blah, blah, blah. You got two beautiful hospitals right here in York County. And as I said, thousands of kids are being born every year at these hospitals. So what would you want to say to, let's say, a relatively new resident of York County like yourself about what you're seeing at these hospitals that you're into every day that should make it very, should make you feel very comfortable about selecting Piedmont to have your baby?
Sure. Two things. I think the providers that we have at our facilities are fantastic. They're local. They're committed to these communities. They are committed to the staff and the outcomes at Piedmont, and so they're highly engaged. Secondarily, the organization itself is committed to a safe delivery and a good experience. So new to the community, reach out. I tour patients all the time. I'm happy to answer questions over the phone. I think a lot of the decisions or the unsettling the way people feel about their healthcare is often rooted in fear. They just don't know the answer, and they seek out those things. They go on the internet or they're on social sites and things like that, and sometimes those things are skewed a little bit by somebody's personal experience that maybe wasn't all that they wanted it to be. Just like we talked about earlier, they had expectations, their birth plan changed, and that is their experience. That doesn't mean that that's what's happening in the building. So I would encourage somebody new to the community or newly pregnant, make the phone call. Come to the hospital. You can meet with leadership at any time. We want you to know what's going on in our building.
I think that makes perfect sense. You know, seeing is believing.
You bet.
And if you got time on your hands while you're waiting for this baby to come into the world, why not spend a half an hour and go over there to Piedmont, see for yourself, walk through either one of the hospitals, whichever is more convenient for you, and you'll see for yourself exactly why it works. Amy, you've done a good job. Thank you for being here with us.
I'm happy to be here.
And it's a little bit cooler here in South Carolina than it is in Arizona.
I'm loving it. It's okay.
Amy Munoz is our guest this afternoon on our Straight Talk program. Broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax you with Founders. And by Caporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Okay, one more time. You did so well. We're going to give you a master's class on this. Fresh subs and salads 6 days a week here at Substation 2. How the heck we do it is in the white letters. Let's bellow it out for all those out there so they'll come inside here. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.